Once again, we are joined by Lee Clark, CEO for the Rescue Mission Roanoke. We're going to talk about the ongoing Christmas campaign, Light the Way. Lee joins WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning. And Lee, you know, it's always good to have you here. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
We might have to put you on the payroll soon.
All right.
All right, here we go. Lee, before we talk about the Christmas campaign, let's talk about the demand for services right now at the Rescue Mission in 2023. Lee, was there a marked increase, and for what services? For, you know, shelter, meals, health care, or something else?
You know, absolutely. We are seeing an increase across the board. We are seeing about 40% more people coming in to eat meals with us. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day that are available to anybody who's hungry. Shelter, emergency shelter, also about 40% up as well. Right now, there's about 275 men, women, and children who are finding safe shelter each night at the Rescue Mission. And so the demand on our services is up. It is significant. It's putting a lot of stress and strain on everybody. And certainly we're here to meet that need.
I'm wondering if you saw the numbers go up, Lee, during the pandemic. And have they stayed there, or you know, what effect do you think the pandemic had on your numbers?
Oh, my gosh. The pandemic, during the height of the pandemic, it was so interesting because it was almost like because evictions were halted, it stabilized. The shelter numbers, you know, it took a lot longer for people to get into housing during the pandemic simply because there weren't new units opening up, right, and people weren't being evicted. And then once things sort of started getting back to normal for the rest of the world, those that we're serving really started to, they started to feel the impact even more after the pandemic because evictions resumed, people lost their housing, rents went up, there was less affordable housing available. People of all walks of life suddenly found themselves in stress and pressure that they weren't expecting, ended up losing their housing and became unsheltered. And so the Rescue Mission was here to try to meet that need. And if anything, since the pandemic, we see a demand for our services increasing.
I'm wondering how much, you know, talk about the housing issue and people that wind up in the shelter, you know, on an overnight guest or something. How much of it is affordable housing? And I'm wondering if you've talked to city officials or other nonprofits in the valley about that.
Oh, absolutely. We meet regularly with our city, with our continuum of care, other partners that are a part of the effort to really try to make a difference and get people off the street into a safe place. You know, I think what we see is that it's just been this dynamic. It's not unique to Roanoke. It's across our country where, you know, some of the traditional landlords that provided affordable housing, prices on housing went up, costs for construction went up, repairs went up, everything. We all see that. And so as a result, housing costs have increased. And so it's much, much harder for a family to be able to get into affordable housing these days.
You know, the people that stay at the Rescue Mission, and I'm sure you go through their situation with them when they come in, how many are really that in normal times, Lee, or with more affordable rents, and maybe they're working or whatever, that they would still be in housing? Is that a fairly good percentage of who's staying at the mission?
Yeah, so there are a number of people who are working. They're doing all the right things, and they're just trying to get back on their feet. There are others who are struggling with mental illness or physical illness or addiction, and they have other challenges. We had a young man come in our shelter yesterday who, high school student, who had been couch surfing, you know, trying to find a safe place, and we worked with the school system to get him into our shelter, and he'll continue to go to school. And so the stories are so varied, from that high school student to maybe a single mom with kids to a person who's struggling with addiction and has kind of lost everything due to their addiction.
Well, I don't know. Before we talk about the campaign, I don't know if you've heard Roanoke City is going to use $2 million of, I think, ARPA funds to create a pool of funds that they hope to get more money into, that they can make low-interest loans to developers who want to build affordable housing. I don't know if you've heard about that, but is
Absolutely.
That the type of thing that the city needs to do?
Absolutely, yes. And, we regularly talk to the city, and that's one of the things that's going to make a difference. I think all of us working together will make a difference, but certainly providing safe, affordable housing that people can count on, that they will be able to afford on an ongoing basis is a part of the problem, a part of the solution.
Now we're talking to Lee Clark, CEO for the Rescue Mission of Roanoke. Let's talk about the Christmas campaign. It's called Light the Way. Do you do a Christmas season campaign every year?
You know, we do. It is a time of generosity, of giving. People, you know, think about others during the season. And, you know, what better place to think about others than at a Rescue Mission where nearly 2,000 people are impacted every year and lives are impacted for good. People are able to come to be able to get the food they need, the clothing they need, to be able to get medical care. and counseling to help them get into jobs and to housing.
You know, I'm getting an awful lot of, in my mail at home, my snail mail, an awful lot of letters from nonprofits, Rescue Mission, the arts and culture, other social service agencies. It's, you know, and of course, if you make a donation before the end of the year, you can take it off your taxes. But it does seem like there's a lot of agencies like the Rescue Mission out there that are really feeling the stress and the financial need.
Absolutely. You know, there is, I think, this time of year when we all have seen costs go up for our own families. And, you know, you go to the grocery store and it costs more. You get gas, it costs more. Your electric bill is higher. And so everyone feels that pressure. And certainly an organization like the Rescue Mission is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never close. Holidays, weekends, bad weather, doesn't matter. We never close. We're always there for the families who are in crisis to get them off the street into a safe place and onto a healthy life.
So talk about Light the Way. How much do you have a goal to raise? And I guess there is a matching component for this,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, so we're very excited. We have a donor that came alongside us who has contributed $50,000 in matching gift funds. And so every gift, dollar for dollar, up to $50,000 will be doubled. And so not only do you know that your gift will be going to a good cause, it'll be impacting people's lives right here in the Roanoke Valley, you also know that your gift's going to be doubled. And so that's a tremendous impact.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one more question before we throw it back to Joey. The matching challenge thing, I know you've done it with like Skull Root in the past, but does that really incentivize people if they know that they can get more bang for their buck?
Absolutely it does. People respond to that because they love seeing the fact that their gift is going to be doubled. And we love seeing that too because it does have a tremendous impact on our ability to serve others.
All right, 852 at WFIR, visiting with Lee Clark, CEO for the Rescue Mission of Roanoke. So Lee, what is the impact of the donations that people may make during the Christmas campaign? And Lee, where will those donations have the most impact, you think?
Well, you know, they're going to go directly into helping people who are in crisis. I think of Randy. I had a conversation yesterday with Randy, who is today our kitchen manager. Randy first started with the Rescue Mission as a guy who was coming in off the street who needed help. He remembers that warm meal and that welcome that he got from the volunteers at the Rescue Mission. Today, he went through our recovery program. He found sobriety. He's been living clean and sober for a number of years now. He started off as a staff member once he got through the program in our men's shelter. From there, he became a chaplain and worked with our chaplain team and eventually joined as a cook. He'd had a restaurant experience in his past. And all throughout that journey, he found health, hope, and healing at the Rescue Mission. He's now encouraging other people. He's managing our team of folks who work 7 days a week to provide those three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he provides a sense of real accomplishment. He tells others, you know, I did it. You can do it too. And gives a sense of hope. And not only are we providing meals and safe shelter and clothing and medical care and all the things that we do around the clock, but we provide a real sense of hope for others who are walking in, who once walked in Randy's shoes, that who are now finding a better way to live.
All right, we'll talk with Lee Clark from the Rescue Mission. Let's talk about Christmas is coming up. Got a list here of Christmas gifts for 2023. Are you still accepting gifts for Christmas?
Absolutely, especially for our shelter guests. You know, some basic things. We think about like a cinch bag or earmuffs or hand warmers or a puzzle book or something, a poncho for the bad weather. Trial size lotion or chapsticks, even antibacterial wipes, things like that, that are the basic things that we probably take for granted every day in our lives that will make a real difference in somebody's life who's struggling. And so if you would like to do a little collection maybe where you are and bring things into the mission for us to be able to distribute as Christmas gifts, we would welcome that and really love that. A complete list is on our website at rescuemission.net. And so that's a wonderful way to get involved and help this holiday season.
So what's going to happen on Christmas Day? Are you going to give out gifts to shelter guests or who?
Absolutely. So starting this Friday, we are actually, through our Mana Food Box program, giving out gifts to families who still have housing but are in need for their families. And so starting Friday this week, and we've got those, they're lined up. So kids are getting gifts starting this week and all through next week. And then on Christmas Eve, those who are currently in shelter, the children, we'll have elves who are volunteers who will be going around and dropping off gifts at all the individual family shelter rooms. And for the men and women who are in shelter, they will also be getting gifts on Christmas morning.
You're not going to dress as Santa Claus, are you?
Not me, but but there's likely to be a Santa Claus to be found.
What happens Christmas Day? Are you doing any kind of special meal for the guests?
Yes, absolutely. We will do a Christmas feast at lunch. It will be a delicious feast, a sit-down meal for our guests. We'll be welcoming people in. On Thanksgiving, we actually served 650 people that came through our doors on Thanksgiving. So for Christmas, we anticipate probably a similar number. We had a sit-down meal and to-go meals that were offered on Thanksgiving. We'll do the same thing for Christmas, and we're excited about being able to have that fellowship.
Because I know when you were here before Thanksgiving, you were estimating 400 to 500, and you blew that out the door, huh?
Absolutely. We ended up with 650 people just for lunch on Thanksgiving Day. A lot of people who were served at the Rescue Mission. It was a lot of fun. We had a host of volunteers who were there who were welcoming folks in, helping them get seated, bringing their food to their table, and chatting with them, and just creating friendship and relationship in that setting.
You know, we're talking with Lee Clark from the Rescue Mission. Got a couple of minutes left. I did want to ask you about one thing, and somebody on the way here noticed it yesterday, is right around the corner from the Rescue Mission, right on Elm near the Exxon station, is a little tent city there.
Yeah.
You know, people obviously have no place to stay, but I'm wondering when you see those things or somebody sees them, do they call the Rescue Mission and say, hey, talk to these people? Or
they do, and they reach out to us and let us know about those. We started medical street outreach through the Fralin Clinic that's a part of the Rescue Mission Ministries roughly 2 years ago. January will be 2 years of us going out and meeting people right where they are, connecting with them in an encampment like that, offering medical care right there. But the main purpose is to build relationship, get them connected to resources, whether our shelters or other area shelters, get them off the street, into whatever care that they need, but literally out of an unsafe place into a safe place. We don't want to do anything that would keep people unsheltered on the street that would just, I mean, especially with the weather these days, it's freezing and in the mornings, and we don't want people to be out in unsafe conditions. And so we go out where they are, meet with them, and invite them to come into shelter.
So I'm wondering when you go out and you meet people, like at the little tent city on Elm, do you get a lot of resistance from people?
You know, not so much resistance, but what we find is that depending on what a person's struggling with, they may be struggling with anxiety, mental health issues, addiction, whatever it is. A lot of times a person who's unsheltered have got multiple challenges that they're dealing with. And so it's really just, again, starting at a place, building the relationships, meeting people right where they are, and getting them connected to the resources. It might start with bandaging a wound that's on their foot. And then from there, it builds trust, and then maybe they'll come into the clinic. And then from there, maybe they'll meet with a provider and receive the medication that they need. And then from there, they'll be willing to come into the shelter. So it's often one step at a time with the toughest cases. But the Rescue Mission's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working to meet this need.
Well, we got less than a minute left. How are you doing on your Light the Way campaign? Are you...
You know what? It is coming in. It's kind of slow. We especially with being able to launch the matching gift yesterday. We're hoping that will encourage some folks who have been thinking about it. Maybe they've just been, I'm not sure what we're going to do this year. Who would you like to give to? Please consider the Rescue Mission. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we need your help.
And what's the best way to make a donation?
You know what? Check out rescuemission.net. You can learn about how to mail a check-in or make a gift online. We would certainly welcome your support and help us to end this year strong so that we can continue to meet the need of nearly 2,000 people each year.
All right, Lee Clark, CEO for the Rescue Mission of Roanoke.